the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and our gospel is horrendous. We heard a story of cruelty, but it's also a story of love. As the infant Jesus, protected in the bosom of his family, escapes from Herod's clutches, and having made his own exodus from Egypt, eventually settles down to life with Mary and Joseph in Nazareth. That's how it began. After the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Now, ideally, all our moments, all our movements should be under the direction of God, as the scriptures have taught us. In the remote past, we read about God guiding his pilgrim people through desert places with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, which moved with them when they were on the move and stayed with them when they rested. But those were the very earliest encounters of God with his people. And in those days, our understanding of his purposes and his ways was an imperfect understanding. In these days, we have a much fuller vision brought to us by the birth and life of Jesus. And his Spirit is with us. So there is no need for such gross, visible tokens of guidance. But the guidance is still there. You just have to look for it. In Joseph's dream, it was an angel who brought to Joseph the strong advice to flee into Egypt. Now, angels don't often appear to our eyes, although I understand that devotion to angels is undergoing a bit of a revival these days, but none of us would deny that whisper we sometimes hear, which teaches us which way to go and which choice to make. You know, my own father was sure it was an angel that rescued him, saved him, during the blackout, during the Munich crisis, way before World War II, long before he was married and became my father. He was cycling back to his lodgings by way of the riverside in Guildford. And in the pitch darkness, he missed the path and ended up in the River Wey. A hand reached in and fished both him and his bike out of the fast-flowing water by that weir just opposite where the Yvonne Arno Theatre is now situated. When he looked round, there was nobody there, but he had been rescued. So angels have been part of my family's story for a long time, and I hope for a long time in the future too. You see, God is the leader and the rescuer of his people. In some ways, God will always show us what to do. And if only we have the ears to hear, we shall never lack the guidance we need. Those who are wise await God's bidding before they take any serious step or make any serious decision in their lives. Especially in times of danger, when we are most in need of guidance, we should not be in a hurry to make up our own minds what to do until we have at least looked for God's guidance on the matter. As we've seen, God called Joseph to be the protector of Mary and the child Jesus in very evil days. He was seeking not his own will, but the will of God. God asked this of him not as an onerous duty, but as an act of love. For what husband, with the power and freedom to do so, would not protect his wife out of love for her? What father would not protect his child out of his paternal love? In this, the will of God was the same as the love of God. the same as the mutual love shown in the members of a human family loving one another. It ought to give us great comfort and a wonderful sense of safety to know that God is caring for us so faithfully. Some people laugh at the simple faith of childlike believers in God. They say that it's all a fantasy and there is no one in heaven taking care of us, but no. Faith is hardwired into the human mind. Faith has had and always will have survival value for us humans. So we need not be worried by such skeptical people. There is a God in heaven, and he is our Father, and he never sleeps. He holds all the affairs of this universe in his hands. He's always at the helm. This should give us all confidence. Our duty, like Joseph's, is to be ready to obey, not just out of duty, but out of love. So let love always be our guide, as it was for Joseph and Mary, and lead all of us to care for one another as God has cared for us. Amen.